Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Kirade Jaya Jagannath Jaya Jagannath Jaya Baladeva Jaya Kuri Bhaga Jaya Bhuranita Jaya Bhuranita Jaya Bhuranita Jaya Bhuranita Jaya Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Jaya Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Jaya Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Jaya Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada kaiko ariwo kaiko ariwo 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 kaiko ariwo Zion, the Father, Hansa Priva, the Charger, a store, Kerala Sadhishi Shimadis, Divine Grace, a boy turned Bhakti Viranda Swami, Jirvahupadhi. Zion, Vishnu Father, Hansa Priva, the Charger, a store, Kerala Sadhishi Shimadis, Divine Grace. Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj Prabhupada ki, Ananda Bodhi Vaishnavind ki, Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki, Nithai Gaura Premanande. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Namo Vishnu. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Hare Krishna. So this afternoon's text is from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 9, which is the most confidential knowledge, and text 27. Chapter 9, text 27. Some of you want to find it on your cell phones, which is quite all right. I'll give you maybe a few seconds to do that. Okay, so chapter 9, text 27. So please repeat. Yad karosi, yad ashnasi, yaj juhosi, dadasi, yad, yad tapasyasi, kanteya, tat kurusva, mad apanam, Yad karosi yad ashnasi.
Yad karosi yad ashnasi.
Yad karosi yad ashnasi.
Yad karosi yad ashnasi.
Yad juhosi dadasi yad.
Yad juhosi dadasi yad.
Yad juhosi dadasi yad.
Yad
tapasasi kanteya. Yad tapasasi kanteya, tat kurusva mad arpanam, tat kurusva mad arpanam, yad, whatever, karosi, you do, yad, whatever, ashnasi, you eat, Yat, whatever, Juhosi, you offer, Dadasi, you give away, Yat, whatever, Yat, whatever, Tapasyasi, austerities you perform, Kanteya, O son of Kunti, Tat, that, Kuruspa, do, Mat, unto me, Arpanam, as an offering. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, and whatever austerities you perform, do that, O son of Kunti, as an offering to me. Please repeat. Whatever you do,
whatever you eat,
whatever you offer or give away,
and whatever austerities you perform,
do that, O son of Kunti,
as an offering to me.
Purport by Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Thus, it is the duty of everyone to mold his life in such a way that he will not forget Krishna in any circumstance. There seems to be something that's missing here. Hang on a second. I have to take, I want to search this properly to make sure that this is correct. Okay. All right. Thus, it is the duty of everyone to mold his life in such a way that he will not forget Krishna in any circumstance. Everyone has to work for maintenance of his body and soul together, and Krishna recommends herein that one should work for him. Everyone has to eat something to live. Therefore, he should accept the remnants of foodstuffs offered to Krishna. Any civilized man has to perform some religious ritualistic ceremonies. Therefore, Krishna recommends, do it for me. And this is called achana. Everyone has a tendency to give something in charity. Krishna says, give it to me. And this means that all surplus money accumulated should be utilized in furthering the Krishna consciousness movement. Nowadays, people are very much inclined to the meditational process, which is not practical in this age. But if anyone practices meditating on Krishna 24 hours a day by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra round his beads, he is surely the greatest meditator and the greatest yogi, as substantiated in the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Omagina timidandasya jnana jnana shalakaya chakshu amritam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha sri kirtani manokrishnam sthapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam dadati swapadantikam vandeham shri guru sirsa padakamalam shri guru vaishnavam cha shri rupa sagajatam sahagana raghunatham vitam tam sidivam Sadvetam, Savadutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Deva, Sri Radha Krishna Pada, Sahagana Lalita, Sri Vishakam Vitam Shicha, E Krishna Kruna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu Jagat Pate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namostate, Tapta Kanchana Gorangi, Radhe Vrinda Vineshwari, Vishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamanu Hari Priya. Vancha kalpa turunescha vipasin vibehi vacha vajitanam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sivachari Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namini. Namaste Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pracharini, Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschakyadhyay Sitarani. Namo Mahapadanyaya Krishna Prema Padayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Guru Chise Nama Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya Imabhya Dhyaya Chavishundaraya Tasmi Maha Prema Rasa Padaya Titanya Chandaya Namo Namaste Titanya Chandaya Namo Namaste Titanya Chandaya Namo Namaste Titanya Chandaya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna. So, the translation again, whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away,
And whatever austerities you perform, do that, O son of Kunti, as an offering to me. Hare Krishna. It sounds like Krishna wants everything. Doesn't he? It sounds like Krishna is greedy. We better not read it like that. Krishna wants us to think of him always. Rupa Goswami also said that. Think of Krishna always. So everything we do should be satisfied or centered around satisfying the senses of Krishna. See? We are parts and parcels of Krishna. So if Krishna is satisfied, aren't we going to be satisfied? You see, a body that's working, that's got parts, and the body is satisfied and the parts are not satisfied, it's not possible. So actually, we are trying to be independent. And Krishna is saying, well, you're part of him. So if you give it to him, everything is going to be okay. It's just that simple. So it's not that he's being greedy. He's teaching us the good way to live. We are part of him. So if you give to him, you will be alright. It's just that simple. But our false ego says, well, we know how to do it this way, we know how to do it this way. Krishna will give you a little bit. So the Prabhupada told a story about a very rich man in India. And he got old and he decided, well, that's the time you slow down. So you dedicate your life fully to Krishna. So he was going to go to Vrindavan. He had a wife, he had grown children. And he decided, this is what the Prabhupada said, he decided that he was going to live an austere life. So he had crores of rupees, very, very, very wealthy person, crores 10 million. He gave the money to his wife and children. And then he requested that when he goes to Vrindavan, please send me 200 rupees every month. That's all I ask, 200 rupees every month. So his wife said, what about the rest of the money? He says, it's for you, you and the children. So, Srila Prabhupada made a point about it is, so he was going to go to Vrindavan and only live on 200 rupees, even though he was very wealthy. So if he decides to do that, then Krishna will also give him the percentage of 200 rupees. He had all that money. So all he wants to do is bring 200 rupees. Then Krishna will give him 200 rupees of mercy. That's all he's going to get. Because he decided to give the bulk of the money to the family and not to Krishna. All that you do, all that you eat, all that you offer or give away, all the austerities you perform, do that for me. So he decided to come to be in a situation where Krishna, by karma, had made him rich. But he gave the riches not to Krishna, he gives the riches to the material family. So they should enjoy sense gratification and Krishna gets practically nothing. He's going to be in Vrindavan, he's going to be in the Dham, he's going to be with the deities, he's going to be with the devotees, but no money for them. Just for the material family. So Krishna has been shortchanged in that respect. He has been shortchanged. Shortchanged means he has been given the little. The bulk has been taken away from him. So that's what he got. The extent that you surrender, our reward accordingly. So surrender only 200 rupees a month, he'll get 200 rupees worth of mercy. That's all he's going to get. You don't do that to Krishna. The more you give, then the more he gives back. The more you give, the more he gives back. Krishna is described as a sentient being. But that's the same thing. The extent to which you give, he gives back. It's the same thing. So, Srila Prabhupada is saying in the purport, it is the duty of everyone to mold his life in such a way that he will not forget Krishna in any circumstance. In any circumstance. We have to mold our life in such a way, and that is the biggest instruction here. Set your life up such that at all times you remember Krishna. At all times. So if you're at work, remember Krishna. So the question is, how do you do it? If you have an office, put pictures of Krishna there. Whatever that you're allowed to, freedom you give, you have to remember Krishna. So put pictures there. Some people who are not Krishna conscious, what do? They put pictures of your favorite musician, if their children, you know, there's attachment. You can understand that to some extent, but nothing about God. But we have so much, like the smiley Jagannath sticker. You can put next to. I mean, it's not so obvious, but it's there. Especially for those of you that maybe your offices you're not allowed to put. You don't have that kind of freedom. Do you can see the smaller sticker, not conspicuous. Put maybe the side of your printer or something. Nobody can tell, but it's there. You know it's there. When you see, you remember Lord Jagannath. It's a question of when you remember it. But if you're allowed to, definitely bring big pictures there. Put it all over. If they allow you to personalize your office, then you personalize it for Krishna. Definitely, we have to take Krishna Prasad, whatever you eat. So, Sri Papa says, everyone has to work for maintenance of the body and soul together. That's our life here, no question. Krishna recommends therein that one should work for him. Why? Well, there are three reasons. One, he owns everything. You might as well work for him. He owns everything. Two, everything is for his enjoyment. Everything is for his enjoyment. And three, that's the best one for us. He is a supreme well-wisher for everyone. He wishes us well, but still, it all depends how we want to connect with him. So, he owns everything. Sometimes you say, oh, we're working for our boss, but your boss is owned by Krishna. You didn't know? Not only your office, your boss is owned by Krishna. Everything your boss has is owned by Krishna. He may not know that, or she may not know that, but you should know. So ultimately, you do within, of course, the rules of the company. But you always have to think, I should directly or indirectly offer the services I'm doing for Krishna. If you can't offer it directly on the job, you offer part of the paycheck for Krishna, for the upkeep of the temple, and to help other devotees also. Now, Sri Papa says, one more point I want to make about supreme well-wisher. He's a supreme well-wisher for everyone, and that includes the demons. He owns everything, means he owns the demons too. And the demons is for his sport. Because if nobody can kill a demon except Krishna, Krishna will arrange to get rid of that demon. But every time Krishna kills a demon, what does he give them? Liberation. Liberation. The body may be gone, but that soul is saved every time. So actually, Krishna does not give demons a bad situation. Of course, the demons cause trouble here. So the people who are devotees of the Lord are in trouble because of the demon. That happens for a while. One reason is, we're in this material world. This is not our home. You won't get any demonic disturbance in the spiritual world. You won't. Therefore, go back to Godhead. It's a reminder that way. But at the same time, Krishna comes and as the Prabhupada says, he works out his body. This is his workout. He works against the demons and then gets rid of them. And he shows his superiority at the same time. So he's a well-wisher even for the demons. Because everything ends well for them also at the spiritual level. Material level, they're going to get squashed. But at the spiritual level, everything ends well for them. Sri Prabhupada continues, everyone has to eat something. Therefore, one should accept the remnants of foodstuff offered to Krishna. Now, in Bhagavad Gita, the previous text, we're doing 927 now. 926 is quite popular. Patram pushpam kalam toyam yome bhaktya prayasiti sabaham bhaktya upahritam asnami prasyasmanaha. So if one offers me with love and devotion, that's the condition. Love and devotion, they offer a leaf, flower, fruit, or water, I will accept it. Now, Sri Prabhupada has made comments on this particular shloka. So why leaf, flower, fruit, or water? It looks like things that are not so difficult to get. You can't say I'm too poor to get those to offer for Krishna. So he just like hit really low. Now, If you are wealthy, you should offer more. We talked about the man that was in Vrindavan and $200 a month. That was not a good idea. But Sri Prabhupada says the idea behind Krishna saying offer with love and devotion, just from your heart, a leaf, flower, fruit or water, is we have to learn to love Krishna. We have to learn to love Krishna. Those of us that are in the material world, we're envious of Krishna. So we have to start all over again learning how to love Krishna. So Krishna has hit that low in terms of what you offer him so that you have at least a little beginning of how to love Krishna. And if you do that repeatedly, offering to Krishna the prasadam, the bhoga, and then it becomes prasadam later on. We'll talk about prasadam in a little while. Then you develop love. And the love grows, and now you won't offer just a leaf, which is tulsi leaf, you keep doing that. Fruit, water, you will begin to offer more. When Krishna responds to our love, then we will feel like loving him. And the more you love them, the more you really want to give. Okay, so that's at least the minimum you should give. And as you develop love, then you give more. You start like that, the love will come. He will help you to grow in love for him. Because it helps us in so many ways. Now, as far as offering the bhoga, sometimes, we offer the bhoga to the deity. At home, maybe our deity, or pictures of deities, whatever situation we have. Now, Krishna is playing his flute. And you know, just like any flute, depending on the note that you want to hit, some holes are covered and some holes are not. So sometimes his finger is up like that and sometimes his finger is down in a hole. Okay. Now remember what Krishna's body is. Satchidananda. That body can do the senses, any of the senses can do work of other senses. So Srila Prabhupada was explaining that even when his finger is up like that, that finger can see the bhoga. Because every sense can do the work of another sense. So you eat with your fingers, but he can eat with his eyes. He can eat with his legs if he wants to. It may sound weird to you, but you can't do half what Krishna can do. So sometimes if you look at him, and he's not looking at your direction, well, Krishna is not looking at me, but his fingers are up like that, and those fingers can see you. So, this is the versatility of Krishna's body. So, after you offer, and this is a good time to bring it up, because we are in the summer. After you offer, now you have prasadam. By the mercy of the Lord, you have prasadam. You have the food that you offered, he's eating it. Okay, and by his mercy, it's still available. Only Krishna can do that. And there's water. So then you start. You're going to have some Mahaprasadam. Your family members, if you have family, you're going to have Mahaprasadam. All right? Is that all? You may give to other devotees. Next level of instruction. 16 exchanges of love. Give gifts. Receive gifts. Give prasadam. It's there, that's the third one. So you can give prasadam. Now, the letter of instruction, Rupa Goswami, does not say give prasadam to human beings only. I dare you to tell me it's on there. It doesn't say that. It just says give prasadam. So there are bodies who are in this, these souls who are in human bodies and the souls who are not in human bodies. When Rupa Goswami says give prasadam, that means all types of bodies, the souls and bodies can also have prasadam. Therefore, we have to give the mercy to them. Let's start with the water. The water, well, it's good for us, but the water is food for the plants. They also have souls. They can't come to you to ask for prasadam. The bodies are not designed like that. But you can go and give to them. So here, all of the vegetation is out. This is summer, not winter. Winter, no, not quite. Maybe something in your home. So your house, all the plants should have water, mahawara. All of them. That's the blessings you give them. That's the mercy you give them. And the more you give away like that, give Krishna away like that, his mercy, then you get more mercy from the Lord. He's more pleased, Guru is pleased, Krishna is pleased. So that's just the water now. Not that I'm not putting it down, but just in terms of, there's also more prasadam, the only water we've talked about. What about the rest of the prasadam? Well, you can go across the street and behind the tree, put a small amount of the prasadam. Nothing conspicuous, not many people will see. On the side, just on the floor, on the ground. The ants will get to it. Many other living entities will get to it. We'll take a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. All of them get blessings. It will be more specific about the kind of blessings they get. When you give to the plants and when you give to the other types of bodies that we just described, non-human bodies, all of those entities that eat will take birth, the next birth, in the human body. There's not much mercy that's there. So if you give to a plant, a plant is supposed to be in the next life an insect, and in the next life a bird, in the next life an animal, before he ever becomes a human. But if he eats the shadow, or with the water like that, the next birth immediately human. That's how much mercy you give. The animal is the same. The little insects, same thing. Insects, and then bird body, and then animal body, and then human. So you give that little amount to them, you've really accelerated the growth into the type of body that can understand Krishna. So we have this opportunity to give that much mercy. So now that winter is gone and summer is here, take advantage and begin to give mercy. Because the more mercy of the Lord that you give out, the more you get yourself. That's one big advantage, offering the prasadam. And the rest of it we definitely can have. It doesn't take much to give to the grass and, you know, water, a little bit. You have to pour it on one thing. Just a little bit. And you understand why you're doing that. That's the most important thing. You're doing it out of love. I'm helping the soul to come to the human body and start his devotion more quickly. The more devotees give mercy, the more devotees themselves gain. Srila Prabhupada continues, any civilized man has to perform some religious ritualistic ceremony. Therefore, Krishna recommends, do it for me. Achana, deity worship. Which means, you should be worshipping Krishna and not Krishna's agents like the demigods. Krishna says, if you worship the demigods, it's a mistake. It's actually meant for me. Remember, everybody's part and parcel of Krishna anyway. There's no getting around that. But the way you're performing it is not right. That's what he says. So offer to Guru, who then offer to Krishna. That is the method that we do. So, we should stay Krishna conscious in everything that we do. Alright, so ritualistic ceremonies, Krishna says, do it for me. Everyone has a tendency to give something in charity. Krishna says, give it to me. And Srila Prabhupada says, it means all the surplus money accumulated should be utilized in furthering the Krishna consciousness movement. Alright, so now we'll talk about money a little bit. We should give to our temples, we should give to different ISKCON projects, but definitely we should give steadily, monthly, because most of the bills of the temple are monthly type bills. Don't say I'm too broke. Only Maya is going to tell you you're too broke. Only Maya tells you you're broke. Yeah, you may not have money compared to somebody else, but you have nothing? That's not true. So you definitely can give something. And the more you give, the more you get. Now, here is the way Krishna works our accounts. If you haven't figured that out, maybe we'll talk about it today. Krishna does not do arithmetic like you do. He does not. So 3 minus 1 is 2 to you. But if you have 3 and you give 1 to Krishna, after a while you get 5. You may get 8. You may get 10. If you suddenly have 10 things and you give 8 to Krishna, you may get 40. In other words, the more you give, the more Krishna gives back. So he doesn't do this type of arithmetic. But if your mind says, well, if I give about, I've got 10 things, if I give 5, that's too much, so I'll give just 1. So your mind says, I don't want to give much. But you have 9 left then, because you didn't really want to give much. So then we put you in a regular arithmetic. 10 minus 1, that's 9. That's what you really get. But it's, you have a little bit there, or you have a lot. But you decide to give from your heart, not worrying too much about what's going to be left over. Not worrying about that. That's the key. If you don't worry about that, then you give. So actually, a devotee's account to give to Krishna should not be your regular savings account. It is actually a transfer account. So let's explain what it means. Transfer account. So you have Lakshmi there. You give some to Krishna. From your heart, a good amount to Krishna. And what does Krishna do? See, Krishna's account, you can't see. He doesn't reveal his account. But he owns everything. So then he'll make arrangements to put some more money in there. Then you give. All he's doing, he doesn't really need your money, but all he's doing is looking at your heart, how much you want to give. So you give more, then he puts more, so that when he puts more, you have an opportunity to give more. So he'll fill it up. And the more you do from your heart, even you fill it up even bigger. So you have more remaining than what you started with. So you give, and he puts in. Are you good? And he puts in. That's why I'm calling it a transfer account. All you do is just transfer money, and he pumps some back in. Try it. It's a wonderful way to live. Believe me, some of these things we're talking about, we actually do it. And Krishna, if you want to serve him, will serve you back wonderfully. Serve you back wonderfully. So personally, I don't think I have any money. But I don't think I'm broke either. So the devotee said, well, we don't have money. We're broke. Then I said, is Krishna broke? What's your problem? Ask him. But only thing is, you have to serve him with the money. Some will people are upkeep your body. He already knows that he gave you the body anyway, so you have to sustain it. But the more you want to give to Krishna, then like that. So it's kind of funny to even call it charity when you give to Krishna. We're helping our own selves. We are helping our own selves develop love. So then we put the label called charity. Okay, so it is there. But you have to understand what it means. That's why Krishna says, give it to me. Because if you give it to him, you benefit more. You benefit more. So it's not like he wants it. But you benefit. And that's why you do that. So our savings account, hopefully from this point, will be looked at as a transfer account. Srila Prabhupada continues, nowadays, people are very much inclined to the meditational process, which is not practical in this age. So many distractions, so much maya in the air. But if anyone practices meditating on Krishna 24 hours a day by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra with the beads, sometimes they don't even have to be the beads, we have the 16 rounds minimum that we have to do. So if you chant Hare Krishna mantra, that person is the greatest meditator and the greatest yogi. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. With this whole instruction of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, Srila Prabhupada has given us very, very wonderful and enormous mercy. We should understand Srila Prabhupada's position. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very munificent. He's very merciful. He loves for his devotees to show even greater mercy. And Srila Prabhupada did just that. We all know that when you're Vaishnava and you're chanting Hare Krishna mantra, japa, it's supposed to be how many rounds? It's supposed to be how many rounds of your Vaishnava? Anybody know? How much?
64.
64. If you want to go back to the spiritual world, you chant 64 rounds of japa a day, every day. Jagai and Madai, when they were changed to devotees, they chanted 128 rounds a day. That's how many? Twice 64 rounds they were chanting. Kaidas Thakur did three times that. 64 times 3, 192 rounds a day. Now, we do 64. It's laughable, right? You don't know what we do and what is actually supposed to be done. So your Prabhupada is taking 75% of it off. You do only 16 rounds and people are still complaining. I can't believe it. What are you doing if you can't finish 16 rounds? Krishna is time. Time I am, he says. And you still say, I don't have much time. But Krishna is time. You just don't understand that Krishna is time. You do 16 rounds one quarter, which means, really, if the transcendental system, Krishna's agents are supposed to go by the requirements that we are supposed to fulfill as a Vaishnava, none of us qualifies to go back to the spiritual world. None of us. If you're supposed to do something and you do 25% of it, if you're supposed to take an exam, it's 100% and you get 25%, is that not an F? They put us at an F, literally, chant F, and you still will go back. That's why some devotees are saying that maybe the rest of us here, not a 64 rounds, I mean 16 rounds, we probably won't be allowed in the spiritual world through the main gates. We might go in the back door to get in, because we really didn't qualify. We really didn't. But that is Srila Prabhupada's mercy. So take advantage of it. When there's a sale, 75% of you can jump in that store. You know that. You're going to order it online quickly. So why is it that we've got 75% off sale and we're not taking advantage of it? That takes us out of the material world, all of these problems that we're going through. So we should take the Hare Krishna mantra seriously. If you have not gotten to 16 rounds, only 16 rounds, now that you know it's supposed to be 64, start doing that. Alright, so then you've been chanting 2 rounds a day. And to jump to 16 rounds is going to be probably too challenging for you. It's not really challenging, but if your mind is playing that kind of game with you, then we know that when you do something, a habit, for 3 weeks straight, something 3 weeks straight, not a habit, something 3 weeks straight, then it becomes a habit. You do it with no problem. You'll be doing 2 rounds. Before July ends, stay with the 2 rounds. August comes, do 3 rounds, only 5 or 7 minutes more. September comes, you do 4 rounds. October comes, you do 5 rounds. So little by little, you heat up and heat up and heat up and heat up. Next thing you know, you'll get the 16, and Krishna will give you the time to do it. You will get there. So if you don't want to do like just accelerate from the 2 rounds to 16 rounds, do it at a time. One round per month, one round per month, one round per month, until you get there. Krishna is merciful. You are putting in the effort. You really are trying to get to this 75% off sale. That's what you're trying to get off. So take advantage of it. Now, we have to do a number of things to make sure that our devotional kripa is safe. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj has put out 64 principles of community building, and we cannot go through 64 in this time that we have left. So we say a few things about that. Now, one, this is actually a repeat, because we said it earlier. The first principle of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, that is Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master, those of you who may not know. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is the only enjoyer. Everyone else is the object of his enjoyment. That's the way it's set up. He owns everything and he's decided he is the supreme enjoyer and everybody is supposed to be enjoyed. But there is also a condition. When we put ourselves in the situation to be enjoyed by Krishna, we're happy. And when we don't, we're in trouble. So, what the spiritual master tells us to do, we should do. The instructions are all there. We should do. That way, Krishna is the enjoyer. After all, when we cook and we do not taste it, you shouldn't taste it, and you offer to Krishna before you eat, you put Krishna first. Not you first. Put Krishna first. And then we take the remnants. So Krishna enjoys first, and as servants, we take the remnants. That's the way it is. Now, when we serve Krishna and Krishna's devotees, Krishna likes it even more when we serve his devotees. So when we serve Krishna and Krishna's devotees, we actually enjoy in our own way as servants. We'll take one example. So in the spiritual world, there are different types of relationships with Krishna. There are relationships in neutrality, like the doors and the grass and those serving in neutrality. There are those, Sri Sri Radha Madhava Ki, Sri Jagannath Baleshwar Maharaj Ki. So we'll wrap up in a minute or so. So Sri Krishna is related to in different rasas or different relationships. So let's fast forward to Madhurya. So someone is relating in conjugal love to Krishna. And you are in Sankara's neutrality, you are a doll. So you're a doll, you cannot relate to Krishna that way. There's two things. One, in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it's described that the soul can in fact take on different roles. So you don't stay a doll your whole life. It doesn't work like that. Everybody gives out of love to make the pastime happen. So if somebody has to be a river for the pastime, whatever it is, the party to happen, then they're going to be a river. But even if you're a river and others are swimming, others are having fun, remember, the soul can in fact do the senses of the others. Senses are interchangeable. So the river can see what's going on. It's not like a material river. And Krishna has also set it up such that those who are watching, not really participating, but watching, they enjoy even more. See, so there's no reason to be envious of somebody who's in a gopi situation. Because whatever that they are relating to Krishna with, just by seeing it, you enjoy it even more. So there is no envy. There really isn't, if you think about it. There shouldn't be, unless people say, oh, I want to be in the Krishna's position. Well, I'm not, that's trouble. I have to put in the material one like that. So, the relationships are very healthy, and here, in the material world, we're also to maintain healthy relationships. Krishna is the enjoyer. The last one we're going to say is, anyone who doesn't serve Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says, that person is ignorant and a killer of himself. Killer of himself means the real self, the soul. The killer of the soul. Anyone who doesn't serve God, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, is ignorant. They don't realize that that's what they're supposed to be doing. It's not an insult. They're supposed to be doing, not doing it. And your soul won't benefit from it. So basically, you lose the opportunity, the killer of himself. So that's what Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj says. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 9:27, whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, whatever austerities you perform, do that, O son of Kunti, as an offering to me. This is how we are going to be happy. Hare Krishna. Lord Srila Prabhupada. So, any questions? Hare Krishna.
We talked about watering plants and nurturing plants because they have a soul as well.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes question for non-devotees, as you know, us being vegetarians, are we killing the soul when we eat plants or
when we, I hope you heard the question. It says, are we killing the, well, we can't kill the soul, but we're killing the body, you mean? Yeah, okay. When we take plants up. This is our situation. I'll give an analogy. Okay, you generally will be taken to jail, maybe executed if you kill somebody. You know that. If you kill anyone, it's against the law. But when a soldier is at war and the commander says, kill the enemy, matter of fact, kill as many as you can, is that soldier going to be put in jail? Of course not. He's performing duty. So even though it is killing, the same act, but because it's sanctioned by the high authorities that he should do, therefore, when he does, he's not in trouble. Krishna has said, Krishna remember owns everything, and he says, these ones, we can in fact take those bodies, and that's what he wants to offer to him. So because Krishna has approved it, see, Prabhupada answered it that way, I'm just going along with it, he's answered this way. Because he's approved it, then we can do that. Take the bodies. And what he has not approved, we can't. So we can't kill animals. If you said, offer animals to me, we absolutely would do it. And take the meat of the animals. But Krishna says, this is what you offer. And because he owns everything, he's high authority, you can definitely take that soul out. And that soul benefits, by the way. Another long story. You know, if you offer that particular soul benefits tremendously. Good question, Hare Krishna. Any other question? Yes.
I noticed there are some sacrifices where horses are sacrificed.
Can you talk
about that? Because it kind of contradicts this plant.
The horses are sacrificed?
Horse sacrifices.
Okay. In our tradition, the horse sacrifice does not mean you kill the horse. It's a whole different thing. Kshatriyas know it very well. So what we do, well, not actually say me, because I'm not a Kshatriya, but what is done is, when it is being, this is Maharaj Yudhishthira's time, or the final person we're doing this, Maharaj Yudhishthira was to be accepted as the emperor of the whole world. There were other kings. The kings had to agree that Maharaj Yudhishthira was going to be the head of all of the kings in the world. So now the process, they take a horse, and then in an army belonging to Maharaj Yudhishthira, and they go from country to country to country, and the message is, you king accept to be a subordinate to Maharaj Yudhishthira. I'm using him as an example, because he went through that. So that's called a horse sacrifice. So it doesn't mean that horse get killed. But if the king says no, then there's war. He has to fight Maharaj Yudhishthira's soldiers. If he wins, fine. In this case, what really happened, nobody won. nobody actually fought him. Right? So that's that in our tradition. That's what we use that. Yeah. The horse situation for the horse actually doesn't get killed. Okay. But anyway, good point you brought up. Any other yes?
You told us to show mercy towards everyone.
Yes.
So usually I'm kind and nice to everyone, but sometimes when the other person is mad at me, or when the other person hurts me, then I can
be
mad at them.
Mm.
Do you think that's okay or it's not okay? How do you handle
that? Hopefully everybody heard that question. So be kind to people, but sometimes somebody does something bad and then you get angry because your feelings are hurt. Is that good? Well, when you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you're going to grow to a point where you have better control of your senses. Sri Prabhupada said it so many times. Better control of your senses. When you have better control of your senses, you won't necessarily get mad at somebody who even hurts your feelings. For one, you are a Vaishnava. They've hurt your feelings, so they've committed offense, aparad. They're going to suffer for their offense. High-level devotees feel sorry for people who insult them. You don't even get angry back. So yes, many people are at this stage. The feelings get hurt, they tend to get angry. At least, if you're going to get angry, don't say something bad to that person. Don't say something bad to that person. You can walk away. One thing that happened, and please, I beg your pardon, I'm not trying to play myself, but I'm going to tell you one past time. Not pastime, one incident. I'm not in pastimes now. Two townhouses away from where we live. This happened only about 4 or 5 days ago. I had a van, Honda Odyssey, I use most of the time to serve the temple. Stuff that I would take there and so on. Serve the temple. So, this car, I park it sometimes on the side of the road, and then there was a place that I started parking because it was closer to the unit that I live in. Had no idea that where I was parked, that the neighbor two doors away was not happy with it. Now, he doesn't own the road now, but he's coming. He's upset with me. I didn't know. So one day he timed me and I was parked and I was just walking up and he called me. He was wearing, less than a week ago, dark goggles. So I didn't even realize he was that mad. He was walking right to me and said, I have noticed for quite a while you were parking across the street and now you left in this other side of the street close to my, and I'm not blocking his driveway now, I'm parking properly. And he's mad at me. And when he took off his goggles, I realized how upset he was. And I'm listening to it now. This one situation, I should really get upset, right? Because he has no right to tell me where to park my car. But somehow, in my mind, I was chanting Hare Krishna, and he was going on and on and on and on and on. And when he finished, I put my hand down and said, hi, I'm Patrick. He shook his hand. He shook me back, and he started apologizing immediately. I'm sorry for how I did. He apologized for his mood. And then I looked at him and I said, if you want to tell me, all you have to do is just tell me. Because I don't think like you. I don't know what you're thinking. To me, it's all right to put it there. I'm not blocking a driveway. Then he explained that when in the wintertime you leave your car there and a slow man comes to plow like that and the car is there, then he won't be able to get close to his driveway because he has to just veer around that car. And that way he leaves too much snow. Now he's explaining his real situation. But he's started firing at me. So you can control your senses after a while, because I could have got back at him, because he was wrong, and I knew that. But somehow, just pretend, just put your hand up. I did. I'm Patrick. This is my legal name, right? Patrick. He shook my hand, and now he started apologizing. Now, only 2 days ago, we bought a utility trailer. The trailer that goes behind cars, and sometimes you put tractor and all those kind of things in here. There's a lawnmower which I use to plow the Harrisburg temple with it. We don't need, for our places is cared for by the management. So I brought this and I'm trying to get to my garage and I'm doing a very poor job of backing this thing up because I'm not good at it. Okay? Guess who comes out? The same guy. And he says, listen, I can help you. I've been packing these things for a living. He came, disconnected, helped me, pushed this thing all the way together. And matter of fact, when he was pushing, his shoe came off. I said, no, he just bought with the socks like that. They helped me to push this thing in. Same guy. So if you don't get at people, they might not even be more helpful. This is what happened to me. Hare Krishna. Any other questions? You can do that. Anybody start, you just start chanting in your head. You'll be really calm. So the first thing that came, put your hand down and shake this guy's hand. He's upset, so what? Yeah, I'm back. He changed his mood immediately. And then he explained himself, and the next 2 days later, he helped me. That's the way it is sometimes. Hare Krishna. Okay. Any more questions? Gansaj Shumad Bhagavad Gita Ki, Jira Prabhupada Ki, Nisai Guru Premanande. Hare Guru. Thank you. Hare Krishna.